It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
I've been real successful thus far. I'm going to make a couple more today. Bets.
You are addicted.
I'm not addicted. Don't say that.
I had a good day. I had a good day yesterday.
Well, whatever you do, I always bet on black. Let's go.
Show me the money.
I
want to take this, but I'm not. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, man. What's going on with you?
Good morning, my friend.
Sports Shop. What's going on? Madness. There's a lot of madness going on, Sports Shop.
There is.
Can't ask you how your bracket's going because you didn't do the right thing. Anyway, Ian.
Well, you know what? My bracket is actually pretty good, minus the Kentucky pick. I did have Kentucky going to the Elite Eight, and I will not make that mistake no more.
He said no more.
Actually, I had them being beat by
because Kentucky really ain't done nothing since they won that championship. So, I just thought they would make a nice little run since they were arguably in one of the toughest conferences this year. So, I won't make that mistake no more. And SEC is actually doing bad pretty overall, too.
I was just thinking about the Mississippi State went down. Of course, Kentucky went down. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But I got three lock picks for you guys today, and it's all for the NCAA tournament. So, for the first one, you have to keep it going with the 11 seeds. So, Reese, K-Mag, Pam, what a lot of people don't even realize is the 11 seeds are actually the new 12 seed.
Yep.
And if you go back to 2010, 11 seeds are beating the 6 seed at a 51.6 winning percentage. And that was before the tournament started. So that doesn't even include this year. So that percentage is actually going up. So the next or last 11 seed to play is actually New Mexico versus Clemson. Mm. And I actually like New Mexico regardless whether they were 11 seed or not, because they got two former NBA player sons on this team, which is Jamal Mashburn and Eddie House. So
That's a good tip. Now keep talking. Now you better have me on my bet. MGM. Come on, keep going now.
Okay.
He said, keep talking.
Yeah. Now I got you. Now I do have a lock pick for today because people are scared to take high spreads. My lock for today is Houston over Longwood. Of course, it's a 1 seed versus 16. They got the spread at 23.5, which is actually pretty high. Mm. But do not be afraid to take those big spreads because Houston is definitely about to get on the roll. Another pick for today, I feel like you have to go against the SEC right now because overall they're playing bad. I like Colorado over Florida.
Mm. Wow. I didn't pick that.
Colorado is a 10th seed and Florida's a 7th seed. So I like Colorado over Florida today.
Wow.
And my last pick for today, which involves another SEC team, you got Nebraska versus Texas A&M. I would definitely go Nebraska. And Nebraska has a former NBA player that's a head coach that actually just got an extension the other day, too. That's Fred Hoiberg.
Hoiberg. Okay. This is good stuff. Hey, Ian, I never listened to you before when you called in, but now since I'm in the game, I'm going back and listen. I'm gonna download this and go back and listen to it again.
Ian, because
I'm up, man. I'm up about 100% in right now, baby.
Ian, all of a sudden your words matter.
Oh man,
you created a monster.
Oh man, my feelings is hurt.
No, we say that out of love, my brother. You know that.
Before I used to make fun of you about the spread, talk about it's fake sports, but hey, look, I get it.
Okay, thank you.
I get it now.
Coming from you.
Trust me, I get it.
That's real good coming from him.
So I heard about Juwan Locke. What else you got going on?
The only other big loss I had was that BYU.
Okay.
I was trying to lean towards it, but as I was doing my research, I just couldn't pick like the other team, even though that was LeBron's ex high school coach. So
that's right.
That was the other big loss that I had.
All right, man. Well, hey, This is a exciting time for you, exciting time for a lot of people. So they
March Madness.
March Madness is crazy, Madness. Man. But we appreciate you here as always, my brother. Good stuff.
Absolutely. And I'll be back next week.
Let's do it, man.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, serious though. I be paying attention now because I get those little nuggets. That's why I'm up because I study and I listen to Ian.
Do you hear yourself? He said I study.
Like, yeah, he said I study.
Yeah.
But when you play with $5, it don't matter. and when you play with house money now, really don't matter.
Yeah, house money.
Now you get down to it. I gotta make mortgage payment. No, that may be a issue.
You got 85.
I'm up 85. Yeah, there it is right there. But, man, so much to talk about. Again, we hadn't even got into, the Tar Heels, I thought I was there watching them against Wagner. They only had seven players. They played lethargic, I thought. I didn't think they played, even though the score was 9-60-something. But I don't think they played that well. Well, just watch them in person. But they got to play better because Michigan State's coming. That's going to be the game. And then Tennessee – playing Texas.
Tennessee,
that's going to be Texas.
Tennessee.
That's going to be a good second round. Probably one of the best ones all over.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.